Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John, I don't know if you've ever been graced with this story, but back when Brad first started out, he was a young broadcaster, and we would assign him the most ridiculous, stupid stunts. And like one day he dressed up like Miley Cyrus in high heel shoes mm-hmm. and had to.
He got covered with mustard one day.
Yeah, yeah. But really? You squeezed the bottle, Patty.
Yes,
one
I did.
One of the things.
Oh, this was for radio.
We wanted to have a Julia Roberts interview.
Yes. That was a little bit further on in your career with us, right? That was like 2006.
6 years deep.
This is when he got pretty good, and he could actually go out and get interviews with anybody we sent him out to. And she was on Broadway.
In a terrible play.
3 Days of Rain. Right. And I said, we just said, hey, we need to get a Julia Roberts interview. No problem, I'll get it. So he went out, and he didn't get it.
No. Three weeks.
Brad, just get out there and get the damn interview, will you? So he stood outside every night for 3 weeks waiting for Julia Roberts to come out.
And you had me reciting lines from her most famous movies.
We didn't have you doing that. You came up with that on your own.
Well, her security people were rough on him, too.
But what he did was he would stand out there when she ran to the car.
I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl asking her to love him.
He would yell out lines from all the great movies. What was the one from Pretty Woman?
No, that was Notting Hill. Notting Hill, that was a great book.
Can you remember any?
No, I watched Pretty Woman the other night too. No, I can't remember, but I read them all out, and she actually got confused. She thought I was yelling,
terrible things to her. Yes,
which sort of were. He became very good friends with all the security guys.
Well, the policemen were there.
Yeah, but some of the security guys were a little rough on you.
Yeah, her security guy took me down a side alleyway and gave me a stern talking to for 10 minutes. I thought I was going to get.
What happened one night, this is like after 3 weeks, finally, the security guy, you became friends with the big guy.
Yeah.
And when she got in the car, she said, Fred, who is that effing idiot that keeps yelling at me?
That's right. Yeah, I made
a
mark.
And he said, that's Brad Blaine.
That's right.
He said, I'll take care of it. And then he came over to Brad, who you and him were friends. He said, you know, mate, you're not going to be able to hang around here any longer.
Yeah, get out of there.
She thinks she's afraid of you. And that's what it came down to. And you didn't do anything except yell out lines from her movie.
That's right. Yeah, I was trying to be a gentleman.
You
but she wouldn't talk to
Julia
me.
Roberts. Oh, in yeah. Effect, yeah. Almost a protection order from you.
Right.
Anyway, it's come around to this. He finally got the interview with Julia Roberts. 6 years, 12 years later.
Yeah, and it's about this wonderful movie called Ben Is Back, a drama, and it's a big moment for her to get out for this film. And I wanted some parenting advice towards the end of this interview as well, but we learn a bit about this wonderful film. Patty, you're going to love it.
G'day, Julia. I'm Brad. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good stuff. Now, there's the ferocity that you brought in this.
Hold on a minute. You didn't even tell her who you were. I mean, you said you were Brad, but you didn't say we worked together.
Because she would have run the other way.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do
she
that.
Would have been like,
she didn't recognize you.
With the enemy guy?
No.
Remember, I was your stalker 12 years ago.
Her bodyguard, though, did recognize me. He actually said hello, and I went, oh, hey, mate. How you doing?
Don't say anything to her about it. All right.
G'day, Julia. I'm Brad. How are you?
Yeah,
good stuff. Now, there's the ferocity that you brought in this. When you read the script, did you know you'd have to bring that level of passion? And I'm probably talking about the shopping mall scene, which was wild.
It was wild. I mean, I think that all of that was very clear. All the things that were going to be called upon were very clear in Peter's script. And, you know, one of the great things that as an actor, you just think, I want to go off and do a movie where there are no easy days.
Yep. Should I be scared as a father of 3 kids and young kids?
No, you shouldn't be scared.
That's what scared me. That's what I was thinking about the whole time.
You can't be scared. That's the thing. We just have to love each other and just be talking to each other all the time about everything. That really is I think. Don't be scared. Oh,
wonderful advice. Julia Roberts gave me some good advice. Thanks, love.
You're welcome.
What a woman.
By the way, I'm the pervert that used to yell at you when you came out of the...
You should have recited that back. Don't be scared. That was me. You should have been scared.
Yeah. I bet, what if you'd have given one of those lines out, that line, I stand before you.
Yeah, I'm just a boy in front of a girl asking her to love
Probably
me.
Probably inappropriate given how serious the movie
yes,
is.
That's right.
Oh, all right. You know what?
Jeez.
Why do you always come in? Why do you always swoop in
oh,
and
I don't know.
Spoil things?
Yeah, so much for the heroin addict. Yeah, tell me about that. God.
Patty swoops in and ruins the whole moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.